Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning again. I'm Deborah Becker. Efforts by conservationists to protect Massachusetts forests from development are paying off. Today, 60% of the state is covered with forests. That's more than at any time in the last 200 years. But preserving those woodlands has a price, and the question is, who should pay? Large conservation groups argue that the forests they own and maintain should be tax-exempt. Small towns that are heavily forested say they need the tax revenue. One town's battle over the issue is now before the state's highest court. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman has the story.
110 miles from Boston, in the northwest corner of the state, is the town of Hawley, Mass. Population, 337.
So it's a very small town.
Henry Eggert is head of Hawley's Board of Assessors. His office, in fact, the town's entire government, is located in what had been a one-room schoolhouse. In its pre-colonial heyday, Hawley was bigger than Springfield, but its fortunes diminished as its population declined.
There is no commerce here. We don't even have a post office.
What Hawley does have is a lot of trees. Most of the town, 30 square miles, is covered with trees. Now, if all the land were privately owned, it would generate hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in property tax revenue. But half the land is state forest, and Massachusetts pays Hawley just $35,000 a year for it, which means the town, with its $1 million-a-year budget, needs to make every other acre of taxable land count. Tax assessor Henry Eggert says some of that money should come from here.
The New England Forestry Foundation, it's the edge of their property, I guess.
A small sign marks the beginning of forest land owned by the nonprofit conservation group, New England Forestry Foundation. NEF bought the land in Hawley 14 years ago. In the spring, it's perfect for hiking, in the winter, snowmobiling and cross-country skiing.
It says we invite respectful public visits.
Yeah, I could put one of those up on my property.
The sign is a sore point for Eggert. Because it marks conservation land, it means NEF gets a 90% break on its property taxes compared to what a private landowner would pay. So for this 120 acres of woodland, the nonprofit pays just $173 a year. Henry Eggert has come here looking for evidence the nonprofit deserves the tax cut. He doesn't see it.
They're not saying on that sign that they're educational programs,
right?
Just opportunities. They have not provided any educational programs up here.
And without those programs, says Eggert, NEF, nonprofit or not, needs to pay its share of property taxes. But Bob Preschel sees the forest and the trees a lot differently.
We want to ensure that that piece of property stays forest forever.
Preschel is executive director of New England Forestry Foundation. The organization manages more than 1 million acres of forest in the region, most of it in Maine. Besides the small parcel in Hawley, the group has forests in more than 50 Massachusetts towns.
We love this region. We want to make sure it continues to be and look like it did when we were children and when our parents were children. And that won't happen because we've got populations growing and a lot of development unless we protect land.
Preschel says NEF is doing forest conservation work that the state would otherwise have to pay for. So about 5 years ago, he decided NEF should be tax-exempt. Even $173 a year in Hawley property taxes is too much.
Every dollar that has to go into paying taxes on the lands that we already own is a dollar less that we have to buy the special property in your town that could be developed and people would like us to protect it, but we can only do as many of those as we have the funding to do.
Hawley's tax assessors fought back, and the small town turned out to be a formidable foe. It took NEF to the state tax board, the trial court where matters like this are settled. To save money, Hawley's part-time assistant administrator, Virginia Gabbert, represented the town before the tax board, even though she has no legal training.
The idea of being pushed into backing down, because we're a small town and we can't afford to defend ourselves, is pathetic. They sent us an exemption application. We denied it. We went to the appellate tax board and won.
And NEF appealed that decision to Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. Oral arguments were heard in January.
SJC 11432, the New England Forestry Foundation, Inc. v. Board of Assessors of Hawley.
Not exactly high courtroom drama, but the stakes are definitely high. It's a test case that could turn Massachusetts property tax laws upside down. If Hawley loses, the financial fate of small forested towns across the state could be in jeopardy. If NEF loses, Bob Preschoell says, that could threaten some of the largest and oldest conservation organizations in the Commonwealth.
Well, what's really important to us about this case is that we get to continue our historic mission that we've been on for 70 years.
Backing NEF in court are the Nature Conservancy, Mass Audubon, and the trustees of reservations. They stand to save millions if the state's high court decision goes their way. The case could turn on a definition. In terms of forest conservation, what's a charity? Bob Preschoell acknowledges the organization has made $25,000 selling wood from its Hawley forest, but argues that's forest management for the public good that keeps the land productive.
Productive in the sense that there's sufficient wildlife habitat, that the water runs clear in the forest, that there's enough trees on the forest to absorb carbon and produce oxygen. Now, these are all benefits that the people of Massachusetts just get without paying for. We want to make sure that those benefits continue to flow.
But Hawley tax assessor Henry Eggert has issues with that argument. He says charity begins in Hawley.
If they want to be a charitable organization and be tax exempt, they've got to be charitable. So they've got to be donating something other than clean air and clean water to the town of Hawley. I provide clean air and clean water to the town, but I'm not tax exempt.
Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court will decide the matter by the end of May, and other states are watching. There's not a lot of case law when it comes to conservation and tax exemptions. So what started as a dispute over a $173 tax bill in Hawley could have implications far beyond the borders of this small New England town. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.